Baloney. I have always viewed our 6-year-old son Cabell as pretty typical. He is energetic and ready to play any game at any time, except, of course, hide-and-go-seek and freeze tag. Last spring, he lived for t-ball. At the mention of t-ball on a Saturday morning, he will spring out of bed and dress himself in a matter of minutes. When baseball is not an option, he will settle for soccer or football. Each day after school, he personally invites every family member to play any sport with him. If there are no takers, he can be found hurling some type of ball into the pitchback and diving for the return. I have even seen him set up bases in the backyard, circle them at full speed, and slide into home just before the tag from some imaginary catcher. I was not surprised then to see the gleam and smile recently when we introduced him to one of the baseball coaches for the Community League Big Boys team. The coach shook Cabell's hand and encouraged him to practice baseball every day. The coach then asked Cabell if he knew the 3 most important things for a boy to do. Cabell indicated he had no clue, so the coach proceeded with his list. "A boy's gotta love his mother. Do you love your mother?" he asked. A big smile and a nod of the head proved that this was no problem for Cabell. "A boy's gotta love apple pie. Do you love apple pie?" Now this was a big stumbling block. Poor Cab looked right distressed and, after short soul-searching, honestly admitted that he hated apple pie. The coach quickly moved to number 3 and asked, "But you love baseball, don't you?" "Oh yeah, I love baseball," Cabell quickly replied. He and the coach parted friends with reassurances that 2 out of 3 was just great. It set me to thinking, though, about my All-American kid. It's a fact that he doesn't like apple pie. In fact, he doesn't really like any dessert but ice pops. We'll be serving up smooth, silky, homemade mousse au chocolat, and he'll decline, favoring an ice pop. We'll plan a little trip to the local Baskin-Robbins for a scoop of chocolate chip cookie dough, and he'll say, "No thanks, I'll just get an ice pop at home." One day, I whomped up homemade banana pudding with vanilla custard topped with sculpted, lightly browned meringue. I was delighted when he agreed to try some. He spooned up a mouthful with enthusiasm and said, "Mmm, delicious, but I think I'll have a blue ice pop, please." Come to think of it, the rest of his eating habits are a little peculiar, too. For a long time, he wanted only hot dogs. Occasionally, he would eat noodles as long as they were served with ketchup and ranch dressing. If you press him to eat vegetables, he says, "Okay, I love broccoli." He's referring to broccoli singular. He will accept a moderate helping of broccoli on his plate, eat 1 broccoli, and say, "I love broccoli," but decline to eat any more because he's full. One day he said he loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but it turned out only to be a 1-day transition food from hot dogs to bologna sandwiches. Now he loves bologna sandwiches and has been eating bologna and cheese sandwiches nearly every day. I'm not sure he truly likes the taste of bologna as much as the roundness of it. Yesterday he requested a turkey, ham, and bologna sandwich. When I refused on the grounds that a 3-meat sandwich was too much, he looked puzzled. Prior to that, I'm not certain that he really thought of bologna as a meat. Maybe he's right. What were the 3 most important things for a boy to do? Mom, apple pie, and baseball? Well, if you ask my All-American kid, he'll stick by mom and baseball, but apple pie? He'll say, "Ah, baloney."